is noise and the megosity. Thank you for listening.
So, like, what's this area called?
This is Chandni Chowk, and this is Prasad. Like, this is Chandni Market. Yeah, it's like the electronic wholesale market of Kolkata. And also, you get like, okay, now these guys, they, I mean, can you see those guys? Like on the, you know, on the side of the road, they sell like secondhand, you know, secondhand turntables and amps. Wait, I'm gonna
show you. Side on.
The microphones are kind of cool. The real old microphones.
Yeah, they are. If you just can hook them up, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
They work. They work properly, but
I'm sure they're a little dirty sounding.
Yeah, you can do noise music with those mics. Yeah,
yelling.
Just can scream and yell and do whatever the f- you want.
Yeah.
You've been to Chor Bazaar in Mumbai? No, right?
Mumbai? No.
It's quite similar to this area, but it's more dense.
Yeah.
And, you know, they actually sell stuff that they steal or, like, you know. Yeah, that happens. Even you, like, I don't know. Like, I don't see any of those, weird.
Like the stuff.
Yeah, like, they are, like, counterfeit, like, mobile phones. Okay, like, you can get a cheap-ass Nokia set for, like, $500.
Yeah.
But there's no warranty or anything. It's like, just get what you, like, you know, buy. It might not work. So that's there. So, yeah. This is all second-hand knockoff. The biggest knockoff market ever. Like, after Chor Bazaar, obviously. Yeah. Now, did we just cross... Okay, I think we just crossed the local speaker, like, you know, handmade speaker section.
Oh.
Of the city. Weird. I think there's a few here, or else like, we just crossed it. Let me check.
Wow, how did I not see this part before?
Like, I mean, you've been like this planet, right? Like,
yeah, but it's like just like 5 blocks from it,
yeah,
and
yeah.
I didn't even notice. Because it's like market, but it's closed market, so.
Yeah, it's
there.
A closed market. It's not like, you know, it doesn't stretch all the way across. It's like just concentrated in this, like, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know, like. The number of blocks that might... Okay, like, let's take a walk. Oh, yeah. It's like... Yeah, this is still the... I don't know, these sell, like... TV frames? I don't know what the... Yeah, and this big-ass...
This is something I really like. Like there's so many horns.
Yeah.
They're not like the regular.
They are called chongas in the local, you know.
Tell me about them.
Yeah. Chongas. Chonga.
Okay.
It's like I mean it's Tommy Chong but it's chong so chonga.
And what are they exactly?
Like you know those cylindrical, what's the thing? Like you know those speakers that you just saw. Like those are called chongas. Like loudspeakers essentially.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Anupal's dad actually, he's in this line of work. Like, he does live PA, you know, for his local area. So, yeah, his house is full of, like, loudspeakers, PAs, amps, and everything.
And
so,
can you make a good living?
By doing that?
Yeah.
More or less. I mean, it depends. Like, it's all seasonal. I mean, you know, when it's the festival season, it's good for the business, but... Other than that, it's like, you know, it's a bit frugal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who is renting those speakers? Is everyone? Like?
Yeah, everyone. Like, if there's a political meetup, like local political meetup, like there's some rally or some shit, they hire like guys who can like, you know, install like loudspeakers. Or like during the festival season, like, you know, when there's a puja, they need loudspeakers to let everyone know like it's time for... the festivities, so that's there, so they rent out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is the whole like rental, like wholesale stretch of loudspeakers and shit. Yeah, there's the Ahuja shop over here, like that's there.
Is that a local famous
like, you know, PA company.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they sell. Also like Ahuja makes really like hardy, like, you know, like, they can like take fucking bashing. Yeah, it's fucking great. It's cheap, it's great. It's a bit you know, yeah, it's not the most pristine sounding system, but then again, it does the work.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's cheap. It's so cheap. And if you have to get JBL or something like that, it's a bit, you know, pricey.
Yeah, you gotta get it imported.
Exactly, exactly. But what most people do is, like, they just make stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all DIY. I mean, Anupal's dad, he has some DIY stuff, like, you know. Like, the interesting thing about his father is, like, back in the day, his father got hold of two space echoes. Okay, now one of the space echoes is, you know, original Roland.
Yeah, yeah.
But the other one is a knockoff made by King Ahuja. What they did was they got hold of a space echo. Then they, like, I mean, I don't know what they did. They duplicated, like, the circuit board and everything.
Yeah.
And they just made one. So that's there. And that's currently being repaired by, you know, the repair shop that we were talking about yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, they, I mean, they repaired the original space echo because something was up. I don't know. I don't know exactly what was up. So they did repair that, but this knockoff, I mean, they are like, we can't deal with this, dude. Mm-hmm. But they're still trying. They're still trying. So do you want to explore more of the market?
Okay, so this is the Hachibori station entrance gates, maybe 10 feet away. Check.
Can you just say anything?
So it was pretty busy for a second.
Hello, my name is Anton from Jakarta.
Oh, wonderful. I'm Paulus.
Ah, Paulus.
Yeah.
Where from, by the way?
From New York City.
NYC? Ah,
yeah.
Okay.
Have you ever been there?
Nah, I heard about that. The city never sleeps. It's like exactly like Jakarta.
Yeah, I mean, we're like above the,
yeah,
the traffic.
Like the city, like the same, yeah.
What are some sounds of Jakarta, like that you only hear, or that you always hear in Jakarta?
What do you mean sound, like in the city center? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah, like a horn from the car most of the time.
Yeah.
And the street musician, yeah, like, I think it's easy to find them anywhere, like any corner, bridge, some restaurant, street food. They're everywhere.
Yeah.
That's what we call the city, you know. The more let you out, it's more happening here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like exactly like NYC. Yeah.
And so like, why is there always this metal on the I noticed that it's like very loud and all.
Yeah, like, well, this is a good question, and I don't know what to say, but maybe that's from the government try to make as low cost as possible.
Yeah.
You know, whenever you make like permanent, like from the tails, that costs a lot of money.
Yeah.
That's what I think. That this kind of it, they can movable, they can adjusting anytime they want. If they don't want to remove this breath, maybe they can move for the other side. So it's like temporary. That's what I think.
It does seem almost temporary. It seems
It looks like temporary, yes. Not permanently, yeah.
Do you take Transjakarta a lot?
Oh yeah, I have a card, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do I get a card?
Oh, you have to buy.
I just keep paying them and they tap me in.
Who?
I just pay the person at the entry.
Ah, oh, the guy at the entrance?
So you have
to pay him?
Yeah.
Then they'll let you in. Ah, okay.
So I should
just
buy
the car. It's 40,000. It costs you 40,000.
Oh, that's easy.
That you can use, in time, but only in Jakarta. Mm-hmm. At the car, yes.
What's your favorite thing about Jakarta?
What? My favorite thing is the food.
The food.
Yeah. Well, because if you want to find the real of Indonesian taste from all over the Indonesia, you may come to the street food anywhere in Jakarta. Mm-hmm. So they have everything from the north to the east, from the south to the west. So, yeah, you know, Jakarta is like almost 90% is from all over Indonesia.
Yeah.
So everybody just bring their own recipe, their own food, and some of them try to make a business here to sell the food. So that's why I like Jakarta, because you can find easily the food that you like from all over Indonesia. Street food, I mean, no restaurants.
Not restaurants,
yeah.
No. Too expensive.
Too expensive, yeah.
What's your favorite dish that you always buy?
I like noodles.
Noodles.
Yeah, that's what I like
so
the most.
Mee.
Any type of mee, fried, steamed, soup, whatever noodles I love.
What do you think about the noise of Jakarta?
Well,
is it too loud for you?
Too loud for me. I cannot complain because, okay, I love city. I'm a city boy, so I live here. I have it's good money, good pay here compared to where I'm from in Sumatra. I was born in Sumatra.
Oh, okay.
And I'm originally from Sumatra. So for me, the city is what people like from all over the city in Indonesia. They come here to make money, to find a job, better pay, of course.
Yeah.
For me, the sound doesn't matter anymore as long as I'm happy. I don't care.
Yeah, it's sort of every city I go to. It's like people.
That's
come
the city,
for jobs.
You know, without the sound, so it's not. That's what we call a city.
Yeah, we don't have silent cities.
Exactly. You go to the countryside if you want to get silent, to get your own and quiet and stop. So yeah.
Do you go on vacation or go back home?
Because my parents now in Jakarta, so I mostly my auntie, my uncle still there in Sumatra. All my brother and sister, we are 8. I'm number 7, so we are all in Jakarta.
Oh wow!
Yeah, big
so
family.
You just stay here and visit.
Yeah, I moved here when I was 11 years old from Sumatra, because we follow my father. He's doing military, so we moved here.
Okay, and this was you stopped when you got to Jakarta.
Pardon?
When you got to Jakarta, you stopped. You didn't move anywhere else.
I moved actually when I was working in the hotel in Bali, in Nusa Dua. I was there 2008. Yeah, that's the. Then after I come back to Jakarta, because for me, Bali is not the best place for work. It's for the best place for holiday and leisure. And then I decided to come back to Jakarta, find a job here.
Mm-hmm.
So only 1 year there, and then I moved back here.
Always come back to
Jakarta.
Back
to Jakarta. But I'm travel a lot. I travel a lot in Indonesia.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never been to Europe, America, but soon, maybe, why not?
You have more than 10,000 islands. Just in Indonesia.
That's why you are here. Yeah, I like Indonesia. It's beautiful. The beauty of Indonesia is you can find differently from the west to the east to the south.
Yeah.
We have a different type of language. We have thousands of languages. We have thousands of culture. So yeah, why go to Europe? I mean, we have everything. Of course, I want to go to Milan, Paris. You know, like German and Berlin. Of course, but there's something that opposite from us. You know, something that we don't find in here. So for me, yeah, one day maybe when I have enough money, then I can go travel with my friend because I have a lot of contact there in Europe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, one day, and maybe US.
Yeah, yeah, come to New York.
The city, yeah. Hey. I actually like Southern America. I don't know why.
I've never been, but I want to.
How come? Because you live in America. You live in...
I live in Northern America.
Yeah, but close to...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's almost... it's cheaper to fly to Europe than it is to go to South America sometimes.
How far is it? How long does it take to, from New York to, let's say, to Brazil or Argentina?
Brazil? I think it's still like seven, eight hours. It's very far.
Oh, okay. So it's you're more close to Europe then?
Yeah, because...
to Asia as well.
No? The equator that runs through Indonesia about here, that's where the top of South America is.
Oh, okay.
So it's actually quite far still.
Oh, okay. I thought, yeah, because I was thinking that, because I've never been there, I don't know exactly, yeah, from the map. Yeah, I think that it's, you know, south.
It seems always so close.
Yeah, it's close, but it's far. Okay. Good to know.
Yeah. I'm headed to a music concert right now, actually. To
what about?
I think it's... Do you know what the Midori building is?
Say it again?
Midori building.
Midori building. Midori. Yeah. How you spell it? M-I-D-O-R-I?
Yeah. Like, it's a it has a Japanese restaurant on the first floor, but then it's a big...
Ah, okay. It's,
yeah.
Yeah. Midori is... It's a melon, right?
Something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this like a... Is it
concert, like a,
music? I thought it's restaurant.
I think it's like on a different floor I go to see it. But it's not...
okay. Yeah. You know the...
so it's maybe like...
The beer garden?
Yeah.
I think it's in the beer garden.
Oh, that would make sense.
Yeah. There is a... Is there any restaurant... music there? I don't think that there is a cafe there.
It's not like a cafe type show.
What kind of
show.
Music they have?
It's... They call it noise music.
You mean funk?
No, like
rock?
Like experimental music. Like it might not sound like music.
Okay.
It's actually in...
It's like a band?
It's kind of like punk, I guess, is closest.
Okay.
But with like electronics instead of like instruments. I found out that Indonesia has a very big, like, noise music scene. Yeah, it doesn't sound real. But that's a big part of why I'm here. So I record the noise, and then I go see people make noise.
From the music. I mean, something like, it's more loud.
Noisy music.
Oh, okay. So, interesting.
It's really nice to meet you. Thank you,
man.
For talking to me.
Yeah, if you... I was thinking to go there to take a street if you want to join before you go there.
Sure. I'll look at my phone on the way because I have to figure out how much time I have.
There. Thank you.
We'll be right back. You can't tell a child not to drink if you're over drinking. You can't tell him to speak to his mother respectfully if you are not speaking to your wife respectfully. Children learn what they live. If you get nothing else from this tape, get this. If you have an unresolved issue, an untreated depression, an issue with self-medication, or anger in a marital relationship,
far and away the best thing you can do for your children is deal with these issues.
Clean things up. A lot of people ask
how I'm living with to do the hard work of relational recovery. Thank you.
Talk about it again.
Yeah, yeah. So where do you live in the city again?
Do you know Lamkabeng? It's north east.
Okay, so
it's
like
on the way to the airport.
On Dan Wang?
Suwanapun.
Oh yeah. Okay.
So
is it like one of these like three story apartments?
No,
or is
no.
It very high.
Yeah,
up?
I live on the 21st.
Oh, okay.
It's quite a big tower.
But you can still hear the stuff down below?
The higher, I think, the more you hear.
Oh, yeah. And you have a balcony?
Yeah, yeah.
Go out there and smoke cigarettes or whatever?
No smoking.
No.
But the funny thing is, before I didn't notice any sounds.
Yeah.
And sometimes I was hearing the sound and I kind of like it. I feel like New York atmosphere.
Yeah,
you hear the police or the sirens all the time, but I don't know how it came to my mind to start recording the sound.
Yeah.
Okay, because they are so noisy, like noise music, that I think it could be fun to have this in a. So I had a dictaphone and I started to record it, but then I became like completely crazy about it.
Because you were thinking about it.
I could hear ambulance by 10 kilometers away. I can hear like something, nobody here, and I say, you see, it's coming. And I said, no, nothing. And then finally, woo, woo, woo. I said, I told you, here, listen. And now I'm even appreciating the variation of the ring, of the tones. And
yeah, because it changes.
Yeah, because I've been hearing so much. Like the last time we met,
yeah.
I was getting sick about it.
Yeah, you're pretty messed
now
up about
I start to take it easy again, but I'm still recording every day.
Yeah.
I'm almost becoming
crazy.
Obsessed. Obsessive trouble. Compulsive trouble. Huh? OCT. Yeah. Yeah? I have OCT. Recording ambulance.
But only from your apartment, or do you go out on the street and do it as well?
No, I did some time with my bicycle, but no, it's not very convenient.
Yeah.
It's just so easy from my balcony.
Yeah.
So and it sounds pretty good from there.
Yeah. I can't,
because the wind and there's a lot of traffic too. Mm-hmm. There's a big building in front of mine, so I can hear a lot before the reverberation of the sound. So before it comes, it gets very very loud, and you can hear the change of the sound.
Oh yeah, the Doppler effect. Like when it goes,
it comes closer and stay away, and there's a little bridge somebody pass from under, so the sound is also different. And even when you put it on, you listen to the tape, then you can really hear it too. It's maybe even a little bit louder.
So how many recordings of ambulances do you think you have? Is it all like, do you next time you record it.
Yeah, yeah, it's just cut and yeah. So it's, I like dirty cuts.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
No.
This has been Noise and the Megosity. Thank you for listening.